Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Rebecca did her part to be a partner, a complement, as God intended a good wife should be. Perhaps Rebecca went a little overboard, but God knew what he was doing, and Isaac may have needed someone who could be assertive. We do not know all of the details of Isaac's character, and marriage is a big deal. It is no surprise God would work out his choice of the right person. Don't forget how many small things God worked out on the way to the big thing. The smallest detail of the preparations the servant made for the journey, how many camels, what he put on the camels, how many people, their journey, the road they took, the things they experienced, all that is just a piece of the whole drama. It began long before, as God made the preparations, getting the stage set for this encounter, preparing Isaac for it, preparing Rebecca for it as well. All the details God has worked out, the details of day-by-day life. There is one more, even more important piece. This is one detail among countless details that all came together to provide a family for the Lord Jesus. Remember the promise God made to Abraham? He would make him a great nation. He would have all of these offspring. God told Abraham and his seed, all families of the earth would be blessed. Paul, in his letter to the church in Galatia, made a big deal out of God's statement. He makes a big deal out of the fact the word seed there is singular and not plural. Paul makes the case. God is promising to Abraham a promise of the Lord Jesus, the seed in whom all the nations, all the families of the earth would be blessed, would be the Lord Jesus. God is working out these details in the life of Isaac and Rebekah in preparation for their descendant, the Lord Jesus. From before the time when God articulated his first promise back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, he had all of this in view. God was step by step, piece by piece, orchestrating all of the details down to the smallest one that would ultimately result in the birth of the Lord Jesus. Isaac and Rebekah were a significant piece of the whole train of events, and God had his hand on every one of them. If God is going to govern that intimately and down to that level of detail in the lives of the people we read about in the Old Testament and others, we can count on him to be doing the same today. God is still guiding and governing the steps of his people and those with whom they interact. We then should be like Abraham's servant. Trust God in all things. Abraham's servant went about his task. He was diligent. He did the best he could to carry out his responsibility while trusting God to lead him, trusting God to direct him and provide the outcome. We should be like him, trusting God in all things and, as Abraham's servant responded, worshiping, giving God the glory when he answers our needs. God does so how many times each day? How many times each hour? Does God answer our need? Much of the time, we are not even looking. We're just going about our business, going through life. But when we do catch on, when we do catch up to what God is doing and recognize it, worship him, tell him thank you, tell him you love him, tell him you see what he's doing, some of it at least, and give him the praise and the thanksgiving for it. And be sure to share it with others. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.